set. Mashallah, rest in peace to the chapter. Paradise, the next life, I see you in the hereafter. In the heaven, the Instagram, my nigga was mad, I ain't smashing. Nigga don't need you for the feature, really don't fuck with no rappers. I got no problem with these niggas wearing they dresses and skirts. When you pop up with an opinion, they drag your name through the dirt. On the day of judgment, niggas gon' pay for their dirt, including me. Push my boat through the lake of fire, cause my paddle was burnt. Uncle was smoking at work, can't come in the crib, I saw you through the gate. Smell the dope off in the air, see me doobie shaking bait. Used to walk that dog with H, in and out Empire State. 68 Chevelle, don't need no Bentley truck or fucking Ray. 2014, addicted to lean, I was depressed as fuck.
Too much. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special fun episode of Uncultured. I am your host, Colin. I'm subbing in for someone. I'm sorry, I don't remember who. But the last song that you heard was Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. And then the one before that was 2019-0724 by Mac DeMarco off of his new 199 song album, One Wayne G, named after Wayne Gretzky, of course. I like that song in particular because, as many of you may know, this isn't like a very like niche or like hidden thing, but it's really cool to me. He first previewed that song, I think, 3 years ago, on like a PBS NewsHour thing. And he said, like, oh, like, you know, it's garbage, but it's fun to make. So, like, it's kind of sick that he finally released it on streaming. So, very happy with that. First things first, before we get started here, donate to WMFO, because we need it, and it's really nice of you to do so. So, if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Thank you, everyone. Also in the studio with me, she's not talking right now, but it's okay, we'll get there. We have my friend Eva in the studio. Thank you, Eva. Heart back to you. Thank you for coming here, thank you for observing, and thank you for keeping it free form with me. Like I said, folks, we have an excellent and fun show here tonight for you. So this is Colin, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The next song we got is a fun and some would say silly one. This is Silly Love Songs by Wings, led by Mr. Paul McCartney. Enjoy this one.
I
Hello, hello. Oh, can anybody hear me? Hello? Oh, wait. Okay. My own headphones weren't on. That makes a lot more sense. I have great news, everyone. I just picked up another hour of this show. You got 2 hours of uninterrupted Colin goodness right now. This is nuts. If my dad is listening to this, please don't feel like you have to stay up. Same for Gavin. Don't feel like you have to stay up. But that means that I gotta add a lot more songs. We're only starting, folks. This is nuts. Anyways, that last song that you listened to was Lovers Rock by TV Girl. And the one before that was Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. Shout out The Cure. Destroying Ticketmaster, limb from limb, from the root up. Wow, that is nuts, man. Okay. Anyways. I have a wonderful little PSA for all you out there. Okay. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to play in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile walk, mostly along the Mystic River. And a further mile up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all kinds of her trees, grass, ducks, geese, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, and even turtles. Improve your physical and mental health. They're all free for you to enjoy along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. Wow. You know, being from Medford, I've had my fair share of walks in the native fells. If you haven't been there, there is a trail right outside of Medford High School. And honestly, it's wonderful. It's a really nice area to just, you know, get out, breathe in the fresh forest air. I once went on a walk there in, what was it? I want to say it was like 10th grade, I want to say. 9th or 10th grade. And I went out there with my friend Peter and my other friend Tyler. And we were babysitting my friend Tyler because he was under the influence of copious amounts of hallucinogenics. But Peter and I were out there taking a little walk with him, went out to the reservoir out there. And Peter, along the way, found it was an animal's skull, like a small animal's skull. And he still keeps it in his house to this day. If you go into his house, he has it right on his mantelpiece. It's like a mantelpiece. It's gorgeous. So, I don't know. I guess, like, low-key, I don't know if I can say it on the air. Low-key, shout-out hallucinogenics. I don't know. Not for me. But it. The next song that we have is Reefer Head Woman by Aerosmith. I recently saw Joe Perry covering it for Melisma Magazine, Tufts Premier Music Journal, since, I think, 2004. Shout-out. So this is Reefer Head Woman by Aerosmith, a song that Joe Perry performed live and absolutely killed. So, please enjoy this one. It is a bluesy 12-bar blues. Oh my god, listen to that, folks. You're gonna like this one.
she fell right down from the sky. I got me a Aretha-headed woman. You know she fell. You know I have to drink me a fifth of whiskey just to get one half as high. Thank you. baffling madness of the locomotive breath. Runs the all-time loser headlong to his death. Oh, it feels a piston scraping, steam breaking on his brow. Children jumping off the stations one by one. His woman and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, he's calling down the corridor on his hands and knees. Oh, Charlie stole the handle and the train, it won't stop going. No way to slow down.
That right there was Easter Sunday by Zaloopers and Earl Sweatshirt. The one before that was Locomotive Breath by Jethro Tull. Oh my god. I was having a ball in here listening to that. You have no idea. And then before that was El Condor Pasa, If I Could, by Simon and Garfunkel. That song has been stuck in my head a lot recently for some reason. Whenever... I don't know if this is embarrassing, but when I'm in my place of work, Stop and Shop, I get, like, random tunes every single day that get stuck in my head. Usually it's, like, on, like, the car ride there. I hear the song, and I can't shake it out of my head. But when I worked... I worked today. That song was from today. Yeah, I worked today, folks. Hit me up on the Stop and Shop on the Fells Way. It is... We have fun there. Yeah, as you can hear from that last song, Easter Sunday, we are chugging along with some good vibes recently. And we're going to keep it going, I think, with No Surprises by Radiohead. I lied. It is terrible vibes. Get ready to cry, everyone. This right here is No Surprises by Radiohead. Alright, folks, we're changing the vibe from that one. Sorry about that. Intermittent banjo solo. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
said I'm alive. Nobody's ever told her she's wrong. A paella of space talk and jive. I'm as alive as her beard is long. I'll see you on the moon, where we're throwing a party. And as you're gasping for the last of air, you'll tra-la-la, twirling moon dust abound. Long destruction is starting. Take your suit off and swim.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was My Name is Mud by Primus. I love Les Claypool so much. Like, actually so much. He was the one who made me want to get a bass, actually. I play nothing like him. In fact, I suck. But he's still one of my main inspirations, and I hope to play like him one day, if I can actually learn how to play bass, or guitar for that matter. And before that was Eruption by Van Halen. I don't know why I included that there, I just felt a desperate need to put in some kind of guitar song here, and that was the first thing that came to mind. And then before that was Waltz in E Major, Opus 15, Moon Waltz, by Kojim Dip. Thank you, Eva, for that, because that was seriously such a sick song. I already added it to my main playlist. That was really, really cool. It was on, like, some orchestral rock stuff. Very grandiose. I liked it. And then before that was Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Flat and Scruggs, our little banjo solo in between No Surprises in that song. I think that we needed a break from Radiohead and Sadness, so I opted to put that in instead. So I hope that you all enjoyed those few songs right there. We're about to reach into our second hour of programming here, which is crazy already. It's gone by so fast. So I hope that you've enjoyed the show so far. I know that I have. I know that Eva has. Evan and I were just jamming out in here. So yeah, let's continue forth. Seaforth, that is, with King Krule's new single, Seaforth. Enjoy this one, folks.
Despite the brick walls, the ceiling, up here I'm freer.